This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The quarterly grain stocks report did not make much of an impact on the markets. We will have more right after this.
When market conditions make it hard to turn a profit, it's time to reconsider your crop insurance strategy. Adding an area plan, also called county-based coverage, to your underlying policy can help bridge the gap between profit and loss, especially in a year of high input costs and low commodity prices. Farm Credit Services of America has the tools and expertise to help you determine if an area plan is right for your operation. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The grain markets were positioned for an impactful quarterly grain stocks report, but what we got yesterday was simply a neutral and slightly positive report. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the core numbers were friendly to the marketplace.
$1.76 billion was the stocks number. That'll be your final number for the old crop corn. We were looking for 1.844, so about 85 million bushels lower than expected. Honestly, this is going to come into the feed and residual side of things. Maybe we used more for feed than what was expected, and that kind of will put some pressure into things and freeze us up a little bit, I guess is the best way to put it. Looking for probably somewhere under 2 billion in carryout on new crop with this adjustment, but we'll find that out on the report in 2 weeks.
McBride said the soybean numbers were less remarkable, but they were still neutral.
342 million was that number. We were looking for 351. So just neutral to slightly friendly there. That doesn't necessarily change a whole heck of a lot. We're still talking 550, 540 million in carryout for the soybeans. And soybeans have shown that they're struggling with this, is that they do have a pretty good size carryout to deal with. Plus, the idea that Brazil is going to be looking at a record crop, and whether or not the rains show up or when they show up is going to eventually put some pressure into that market.
For the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.